Okay, POS is the story in general. I'm just now watching The Magician by Ingmar Bergman, which I had no idea existed. It's a good movie. And I got this idea that I thought could maybe be implemented in the story. That you have people, contemporary people in whatever time we happen to be in. Who are, you know, these slick, fine, polished city people, little upper class, and I mean, if it's completely contemporary, this time of 2022, and you may have these ladies who are just completely perfectly bodily modified and made up and surgically adjusted, who have the perfect clothes and who speak the perfect speak and who just behave the way that you should really behave in order to be that person that you think you're supposed to be in order to be accepted. In other words, a complete masquerade of, you know, small talk. So we have that environment there. A little bit as you have it there in this magician film. But then this magician and his team, they do things to puncture that facade, and it's quite nicely shown there, but I think we could maybe use it in a more modern sense. Like, you have these, he's like a fake hypnotist, right? So you have these people there. I'm just brainstorming, you know. I mean, we have hypnotists, we have spiritual people, we have gurus and yogis, and we can bring something mystical into this, some mysticism, some yoga power, some supernatural abilities, but just a little bit, so much that you don't really know if it's supernatural or just mind manipulations. I mean, for instance, when people get drunk, they just start to speak the truth often, right? They tell each other what they actually think, and it goes completely overboard sometimes. They start fighting, or they hate each other, and they slam doors. And so here we can rather have some persons or a person who somehow or other have that ability to puncture that, like this entertainment team has. In the name of entertainment, it all seems very innocent and like that. But actually, they are enlightened souls, so to speak, who are there to, because this is the only way they can make it work, they want to bring people out of their illusion, to break that completely artificial, synthetic facade that has been so meticulously and strongly built up in the society they live. So they become, well, I had this concept before of the merry pranksters kind of people who, well, they conceive of pranks that are actually designed not only to be pranks but to kick people out of that illusion, that artificialness. And I mean, this is nothing new. This has, of course, been done, and this is what comedians often do. And I don't know exactly how, but if that could be somehow or other worked into the story, it would be, could be interesting.